Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 94. Today is March 6, 2012. Today's topic, will you die with these regrets? Bonnie Ware is an Australian nurse who spent several years caring for patients in the last 12 years of their lives. She recorded their dying epiphanies in a blog called Inspiration and Chai, which gathered so much attention that she put her observations into a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Read her original blog post and see my explanation why so many of us have these regrets. Quote, for many years I worked in palliative care. My patients were those who had gone home to die. Some incredibly special times were shared. I was with them for the last 3 to 12 weeks of their lives. When questioned about any regrets they had or anything they would do differently, common themes surfaced again and again. Here are the most common 5. Number 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. This was the most common regret of all. When people realize that their life is almost over and look back clearly on it, it's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honored even a half of their dreams and had to die, knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made. Close quote. Notice that Ms. Ware said that they knew they had surrendered their dreams, quote, due to choices they had made or not made, close quote. And what determined their choices? Beliefs, such as, it's selfish to do what I want. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve to have what I want. Mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. What makes me good enough and important is having people think well of me. The way to survive is do what others want me to do. I'm not good enough. Number 2, quote, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. This came from every male patient that I nursed. They missed their children's youth and their partner's companionship. Women also spoke of this regret, but as most were from an older generation, many of the female patients had not been breadwinners. All of the men I nursed deeply regretted spending so much of their lives on the treadmill of a work existence. Close quote. The behavior leading to this regret is caused by many beliefs, the most important being, what makes me good enough and important are my achievements. What makes me good enough or important is being successful. Number 3, quote, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. As a result, they settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they truly were capable of becoming. Many developed illnesses relating to the bitterness and resentment they carried as a result. Close quote. Here are some beliefs that could keep people from expressing their feelings. My feelings are not important. If I express my feelings, I'll be rejected. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. Anger and conflict are dangerous. Number 4, quote, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Often they would not realize the full benefit of old friends until their dying weeks, and it was not always possible to track them down. Many had become so caught up in their own lives that they had let golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they're dying. Close quote. Not staying in touch with friends could be caused by such beliefs as, what makes me good enough or important are my achievements. What makes me good enough or important is being successful. You have to work hard to make money. If I express myself, I'll get hurt. Relationships are painful. And the fifth and final regret, quote, I wish that I had let myself be happier. This is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content when deep within they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. Close quote. Read that again. Quote, they did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. Close quote. Get rid of the belief that might keep you from realizing that happiness is a choice. Life is difficult. You have to take life seriously. Having fun is childish and stupid. Mistakes and failure are bad. If I make a mistake or fail, I'll be rejected. What makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. Don't allow your beliefs to cause you to reach the end of your life having lived an unfulfilled life. Eliminate all the beliefs that could keep you from living a full life, from pursuing your dreams, from having your life be all that it can be. I'd like to end this podcast with one of my favorite quotes from a former president, Teddy Roosevelt. Quote, it's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there's no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Your only real limits are the limits you place on yourself. Get rid of all those self-imposed limitations. It is possible. Please leave your comments and questions about today's podcast on my post at MortyLefko.com. I read all my posts and answer as many as I can. And if you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your self-limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week. Look forward to talking next week.
Been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.